McCracken County. They have ran both baseball and softball for the last 11 years here in Region 1. Why are they so good? Why are they so dominant? I am Drayton Charlton Perrin, and this is the Region 1 Sports Podcast. It is still early on here in the baseball and softball seasons. However, McCracken County has found themselves with only one loss in baseball and only one loss in softball. Now, a couple of interesting games I want to go over. Let's talk about the Mustang baseball team, currently sitting at 7-1. They just beat the Paducah Tillman Blue Tornado 3-0 just the other day. But the games that I want to talk about right now are the ones against Marshall County. They had back-to-back games. One was at McCracken, and then the next one was at Marshall. And Marshall is a solid baseball team. They have not been able to beat McCracken in recent years, but they put up a really good fight in game number two. Now, the first one, McCracken took 9-5. It was a high-scoring game. A lot of players on that McCracken team finding ways to get on base, get their teammates home, just putting on a great show. But the second game, which was at Marshall County, was a little bit different. It was a slow start. Marshall took an early 1-0 lead, and it all came down to that fourth inning. Now, Marshall, they were batting at the top of the inning. They went through nearly their entire batting order. Nearly every batter in that order went ahead and hit. Now, they were able to get another three runs. So they were able to go up 4-1 in the fourth inning, leaving McCracken with pretty much a lot to do when they stepped up to the plate. But they were able to answer. There was a huge home run from Braden Casabir. It was a three-run homer. He was able to take the lead for the Mustangs. And it was just a great play. And not to mention, he was the final batter in the order. He was the number nine batter. And I got to talk with their head coach after the game, and he was telling me that that was the most encouraging thing about the whole deal. Head coach Zach Hobbs, he was saying how the fact that their nine hitter, the final man in their order, able to change the entire trajectory of the game and get the win for the team, it just means a lot more. It's one thing to have your designated hitters and your guys batting at 3 and 4, the ones who are supposed to be the big game changers from the plate. When they're able to find a win, it's almost expected. But later on in that order, those are the guys that are trying to work their way up. You know, it's one thing to make the batting order, but it's another thing to be in that top four hitters. That's what you want to do. That's what all of those players are trying to establish themselves as, is someone that can be trusted to go out there and get some key runs for the team. And Braden Casabir, just what a phenomenal performance there, hitting that home run. And that was the second team home run of that game. And Marshall, they were playing pretty good. Thomas Bagby, their pitcher, he pitched over 110 pitches during that game, which was crazy. The entire first six innings, Bagby was on the mound pitching really well. It just, that fourth inning didn't go the way that he had wanted it to, didn't go the way the Marshals wanted it to, and that was ultimately the game changer. Now, for McCracken, they were able to get four different pitchers on the mound by the end of the game, which Coach Hobbs said was a strategy. They're trying to figure out who are their top four guys when the district games come. You know, who are they going to trust to be on the mound and help get the wins? And so they had four different guys going up, and they pitched quite well. And we saw just the other day against Paducah Tillman that their strategy has been working. Still only one loss, and that was early on in the season. That was to a out-of-state team. So McCracken just doing a phenomenal job so far this season. And I don't really see their dominance ending anytime soon. Again, they've won the last 11 Region 1 championships. They've found their way into that state tournament every year. It just seems like their dominance isn't going to end, and the big question is why. And, you know, you got to wonder if a lot of that is because, well, one, McCracken County is huge. It's massive. So when you talk about getting more baseball players, they just have kind of a bigger pool to choose from, right? They cover a lot of ground, a lot of area. It's a quite big high school. So you can kind of expect that they're going to have a lot more students and maybe a lot more that want to play baseball. Now, because they've had so much success, you also have to think that if you play baseball and you have the opportunity to go to McCracken County, that's probably what you're going to want to do because you're going to want to find that success. You're going to want to win the region championship. You're going to want to win your district, all those sort of things, and you're going to have the best opportunity to do that at McCracken. Now, heading over to softball, because they are on a very similar trajectory as a program. They have beaten Graves County every single year since 2019 without fail. They've had about 11 games against each other in that time span, playing each other two, sometimes three times in the same season, including last year. And, well, the three times that they'll play in a season is due to the district championship series. And, again, the McCracken Lady Mustangs are undefeated against Graves since 2019 altogether. And we saw this the other day. Graves County was in a very good spot against the Lady Mustangs, had them on the ropes. They were up 4-1 heading into the sixth inning. And man, seven innings in high school softball, right? So if you're up 4-1 heading into the sixth, you're thinking you're in a pretty good spot. All you have to do is hold them for another two pair of at-bats, right? And you can even give up two runs if you have to. But I mean, a three-run deficit, that's just so mighty. That's really tough to come back from. But wow, the Mustangs just putting on a show. They were able to get the bases loaded with only one out and a couple of wild pitches, a couple of errors, were able to send some runners home. Next thing you know, it's 4-1. And by the end of the sixth inning, the Lady Mustangs, you just can never count them out, were able to build up a 8-4 lead. They scored seven runs in the sixth inning and just an absolute fallout from Graves County. The Lady Eagles just unable to hold on to that lead. And you gotta wonder how that happened. Well, the Lady Mustangs, they have something that is just a little bit different than most teams, and that is their star power at the plate. They just have so many different girls that can really, you know, can really strike that ball. You know, for me, some of the biggest names that I'm looking at are Shelby Kristoff, Macy Butler, Skylar Clark. All three of these girls were able to find home plate last night in that sixth inning. They were part of that big seven-run swing. Again, they just have so much depth and so much talent at the plate. Alyssa Knight, Ava Knight, also two players, their sisters. They were also able to get some hits last night. Savannah McDowell. So she was the one that had the big triple that would end up taking the lead. So there were two runners on base. There was Macy Butler on second and Shelby Kristoff was on first. And McDowell went ahead and hit a triple, sent both of those runners home. And that was for the tie. And then there was a wild pitch that brought McDowell home, and that was for the lead. And then they were able to open it up a little bit more. And then, as you saw in that seventh inning, that final inning when Graves was up to the plate, you know, the Mustangs were just able to put him away. You know, and you also look at some of the younger players on this team. You look at Kinley Dowdy. You look at Addison Dudley. You know, even some of the freshmen, Lily Morrow, Leighton Owens. These are also players that have been able to make an impact for the Lady Mustangs. And again, when you have that type of young talent and when you have, you know, those kind of playmakers that you know are going to at least be around for a few more years, it's very encouraging. And so, again, you start to wonder, you know, how long is the McCracken dominance going to last? And honestly, I think the way things have been going, especially this year, it doesn't look like it's going to come to an end. The biggest opponents for both McCracken County teams for baseball and for softball are all of these, you know, bigger schools, you know, Lexington Catholic, some of these schools well outside the region. And that's what you would expect. But why are they able to just dominate so hard in this region? And who is the team that's finally going to knock them off their throne? Who's going to take the crown from McCracken County? And that's just a question that is yet to be answered. And right now, I think if one thing is true in Region 1 baseball and in Region 1 softball, that is just that the Mustangs are on top. They've been on top, and it doesn't look like they're going to be off the throne anytime soon. Well, with the baseball and softball season only just getting started, we will see how the rest of the season goes. The entire month of April is going to be a big one. A lot of games are going to be played, so you can imagine that just about anything can happen. However, if I were to make a prediction, I would say that for baseball, I think McCracken County is probably going to take another Region 1 championship. They're going to match the last 11 seasons, and the McCracken County Lady Mustangs for softball are likely going to do the exact same thing again until we've seen a true challenger step up to the plate and take down these Mustangs. I think it's hard to predict a loss for either of these teams, but that being said, we will let the season play out as it is. I am Drayton Charlton Perrin, and this is the Region 1 Sports Podcast.